Hi everyone, welcome back to Get Cute. This episode is going to be really awkward, mainly because I had the idea of going forward with an episode about Big O Notation and was really excited to get up and start going back through the Cracking the Coding interview and taking notes and kind of putting it into a format that's easier to deal with than what is in Cracking the Coding interview. And then I realized it would be super awkward to not address the big fat elephant in the room. The big fat elephant in the room is my Medium article. If I do have listeners that have no idea what the heck I'm talking about, by all means, the link to the Medium article will be in the show notes. I need to address a few things first. A, I never in my wildest dreams thought that the article would take off in the way that it did. I know I had some followers on Twitter, and I know that posting the article at the time on the tail of two other women of color that also worked at the same organization that I did would give it more exposure, and I thought that would be good because I'm glad that Capital One is taking notice and is starting to understand the damage that they have done primarily to the women of color that work in the organization in a capacity as a software engineer. Now, did I think that it would go quote-unquote viral within the tech Twitter community? No, I did not. I did not expect thousands of people to read what I wrote, because what I wrote was really cathartic. It was something that I have been holding on to for a very long time. I have had friends that are still within the organization reach out to me and say that, you know, you should probably talk about your experience because the voice of a Black woman within the organization was not heard. And I feel as though my experience, and since posting it and since having countless numbers of people, and let me just pause and say thank you so much to the people that have DM'd me, that have emailed me, that have added me on LinkedIn, that have emailed me. I cannot thank you enough for your support, and I also cannot thank you enough for trusting me with your situations and experiences within Capital One and then also within other tech companies. I tweeted a few days ago that as much as I appreciate it, I'm still on my road to recovery. I am still fighting against the PTSD that is involved with just trying to get a job right now. And so I just do not have the spoons to also take on your trauma and also try to help you with yours. I'm so sorry, and I hope that sometime in the future I will be able to help you and to heal with you. But right now I solely have to focus on myself, and I apologize for that. But please do not think that I don't understand or take for granted the fact that you've reached out to me and you felt there was a connection there to do that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Anyway, I digress. So I really didn't know that this was going to take off in the way that it did. Am I glad that it took off in the way that it did? Yes, because primarily the response to it has been positive. And I will say that people offering support to me and validating me was the biggest thing, because I honestly, even talking to friends, some of my closest friends, I didn't feel like they truly understood what I was going through. And that's fine, because everybody's doing and going through their own shit. So I'm not expecting my friends to like also have the emotional capacity to also deal with my bullshit too. Let's be clear about that. I'm not expecting that of them, but I do feel like they didn't truly understand. And it could be the way I was describing the situation, or perhaps it's because I'd been in the situation many times before at other companies, the magnitude of what I was going through. And so people saying that this shit's really fucked up just reinforced that, hey, this shit's really fucked up. And I really appreciated that. Today's episode has been brought to you by Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development. I've been using to reread A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin, and I'm so glad that I have the audiobook version to get through this time. Audible is giving Get Cute listeners a free 30-day trial and free audiobook. Yes, free. Just visit audibletrial.com/getcute. Again, visit audibletrial.com/getcute today for your free 30-day Audible trial. Today's episode is also brought to you by Grinding Coffee Co. Grinding Coffee Co. is a Black LGBT plus affiliated and owned coffee business that is aimed at providing coffee to gamers and, you know, podcast hosts. Being Black owned isn't even the best part. 50% of all the company branded merchandise, hats, mugs, and shirts, proceeds are directly donated toward a charity of our choice that is in need. They have a great selection of flavors and also have variety packs in case you can't figure out what beans to choose. Visit grindingcoffee.co or click on the affiliate link in the show notes to use the code GETCUTE, and that is GITCUTE, to receive a percentage off your order. Put your money and coffee where your mouth is. Support Black LGBT plus affiliated and owned company Grinding Coffee Co. Now back to the show. So what I want this episode to be is for me to further address my time at Capital One, address some misconceptions that people are seeming to have about my time at Capital One, and then also to give y'all some advice, because I don't want this just to be an episode about me, like, boohoo me. And I mean, yeah, boohoo me, but at the same time, I started this podcast because I wanted people to think that I had technical knowledge and knowledge to give and share, and I'm still going to use my platform for that, even though this is a lot for me. It's a lot for me. So I think the first thing that I need to address is the timeline of the article itself. I began the article with a specific date, and I ended it with a specific date. And between those time points, I detailed a lot of things that had happened to me regarding my manager, regarding some senior management, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I did not put in every single thing that had happened to me. I need people to understand that those were just the prominent things that I had in my head when I was writing this article. After it was done, I did do a Twitter thread after I tweeted out the article, and did talk about more things that had happened to me that I was subjected to while I was with the organization, primarily with my manager at the time and the scrum master at the time. I also wanted to clarify that the scrum master that I had prior to my short-term disability was truly awful. And when I came back, we had a new scrum master who was a female. She was so nice and so caring, and she looked after me, and she knew that I was having issues, obviously, coming off a short-term disability, because people don't disappear for almost 2 months for no reason. And she checked up on me, and she asked how I was doing, and she treated me like she knew what was going on, and also just wanted the best for me. And I cannot say enough great things about her. I know that she is no longer with the company now, which is sad, because they needed somebody like her. And she was amazing. She was a great support system, along with my product owner, who was also a great great, amazing woman and such a great support system. And she saw everything that was happening. And she was also dealing with the same type of bullshit on our team and with the company within our org. So I cannot thank those women enough for supporting me in my last few months, because it was really hard. It was really difficult to do that. And so, yeah, I didn't talk about everything because a lot of it is still triggering for me. I just thinking about it and processing it, I choke up, if you can't hear. It's still very difficult for me to talk about. But the point of this is to say that these are things that should not happen to anyone, regardless of race or gender, identity, or anything. It's not lost on me that a lot of people go through this in our industry. A whole hell of a lot of fucking people do, and it's bullshit. We shouldn't have to deal with managers that aren't fit to manage people. We shouldn't have to deal with managers that have an ego, that need things done their way, or it's not the right way. We shouldn't have to deal with the fact that there are people in high places that know what is going on and they do nothing because it would be bad for them politically within the company to save you. And I think that it's fucking bullshit. I think that companies need to be held more accountable. And maybe that's another reason why I wrote the Medium article. Maybe that's why I'm glad that people inside of Capital One are circulating the fuck out of my article, because they now have a face to the story. It's not just anonymous. Not saying that the anonymous articles were any less important, but once they have a face to a story, they can't ignore it any longer. And I'm glad that I called them out. I'm glad that maybe they will realize and start changing. But at this time, do I suggest anybody work at that company? No. No, I don't. I don't suggest that anybody do that. I don't suggest anybody straight out of college. I don't suggest mid-level, senior-level, principal. I suggest nobody work there because it's absolutely toxic. I've seen firsthand just how hard it is for the rating system to go. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. It's such a bureaucratic pile of shit. And I know that Cap One isn't the only one that has it like this. I know there are other companies like that. And I know that, you know, I just got put on a really shitty team, and that not everybody's experience is like mine. Not everybody had to deal with that. I know that a lot of you can still just sit there within your privilege and not have to address it or say, well, you know, it's just because you didn't know enough, or you were a junior developer. No, bitch, I was a senior associate developer there. So actually, I'm not junior. That's another thing that was odd. It's just weird to me that now, you know, since I'm so junior, I'm like interviewing for senior level positions. But that's besides the point. It's just a clusterfuck. And obviously, y'all can tell I didn't write a script for this episode. This is very much me going off the cuff and, you know, kind of losing it right now. I highly suggest y'all don't go there. I highly suggest that if you're dealing with something currently in your job that is making you feel this way, or that is making you feel like you're not enough, and it's making you feel like maybe you don't belong, not just within the industry, but don't belong here on Earth anymore, like I did, get the hell out. I'm so grateful that I had the moment of clarity to go to my general practitioner and get help. And I think of all the people that didn't have that moment of clarity. And it would be really terrible of me to not point out that that was a huge part of why I'm still here. And I need to tell y'all to get out before you get to that point. Because it's damaging. It's not something that you can quickly get over at all. So your worth as a person is so much more important than anything else in this world. And I'm sad that I let my ego and the money distract me from that. And I don't want that for y'all. It's not allowed. Please get out while you can. If that is going on for you. If you're having a great time at work, by all means. Carry on. Do what you need to do. But I just know that there's so many other Black women out there that are struggling like me, or women of color that are struggling like me. And I just want you to know that you can get another job. It's not that hard. It really isn't. You can find value elsewhere. And I think that's it. I think that's all I needed to say about this stupid article that won't go away because now everybody knows. And it's not something I can just delete because it's out there. The internet never forgets. And I just have to deal with the consequences, what that all may be now. And yeah, I should tell y'all this episode is not going to be edited. So my ums are going to stay in there. The awkward pauses are going to stay in there. This is just about as raw as a podcast episode can get. So I think that's the end of the episode. So thank you so much to everybody that has donated since the last episode, because last week I did not have an episode because it was a holiday weekend, even though I don't celebrate that holiday, but I needed to take a break for studying because I'm in the midst of studying for interviews that are happening. So thank you so much. If you like this podcast or you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email me at thegetcutepodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow me on Twitter. My personal Twitter is at soandsos, and the podcast Twitter is at getcutepodcast. If you feel like you want to support me financially, please send donations to thegetcutepodcast@gmail.com. That's PayPal. And I will use all proceeds to make this podcast better and to keep the content going. At some point, I want to be able to generate enough money to be able to pay people to be on my podcast so I can interview them, so I don't just have to keep calling in favors to people. And I really think that's it. Again, thank you to everybody that has been a huge, tremendous support to me. Tech Twitter, you are amazing. Special shout outs to Erica Joy, to Tatiana Mack, to Cher, to Lindsay. Y'all are amazing, and I don't think I could have gotten through this without y'all, honestly. All right, that's it. And I will see y'all next week for sure. Bye.